Don Jr. calls out establishment Republicans for backing more tax dollars to Ukraine. By Nick Gilbertson on September 29, 2023. Donald Trump Jr. is aggressively calling out establishment Senate Republicans over advocacy for continued aid to Ukraine. Trump Jr. took to X, formerly Twitter, to rip Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, Senate Minority Whip John Thune, RSD, Senator John Cornyn, RTX, Senator Shelley Moore Capito, RWB, and Senator Katie Britt, RL. It comes as the Senate's proposed stopgap bill to fund the government would also ship $6.1 billion to Ukraine. Stopping the Senate's plan to send billions more to Ukraine is Don's number one policy priority right now. And he plans on calling out every pro-Ukraine senator one by one in the most aggressive ways possible, a source close to Trump Jr. told Breitbart News. He's not going to let this go, and he's going to make it as painful as possible for as long as it takes. In his first tweet, which focused on McConnell, he wrote, "Renos in the Senate are trying to jam billions more in Ukraine funding down our throats. Our voters deserve to know who is selling them out." He says funding Ukraine is the GOP's number one priority, Trump Jr. added. He urged his followers to call his office and let him know if you agree. Second, he zoned in on Cornyn. "He sold us out when he supported Biden's gun control bill and now he's selling GOP voters out again to send billions more to Ukraine," he wrote, encouraging followers to call his office. "He really deserves a primary, Texas can do better," Trump Jr. added. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton told Tucker Carlson earlier this month that everything is on the table when asked if he would primary Cornyn in 2026. Trump Jr. pivoted to Thune after Cornyn, contending that the whip is leading the charge in the Senate to sell out GOP voters and send billions more to Ukraine. He also wants to replace Mitch McConnell as GOP Senate leader one day. MAGA must never allow him to be elevated. He's Mitch 2.0. He added and posted the number to his office for supporters to call. Notably, he was retweeting Mike Cernovich, who argued that Thune is running a scam and providing Democrats cover for election season. "Fake Republicans help Democrats in swing states by offering amendments that won't get 60 votes. Then Democrats can go back and say, 'See, we voted for border funding,'" Cernovich wrote. "They are doing this again. Don't fall for it," he added. Trump Jr. also set his sights on Britt. When @Sen. Katie Britt ran for Senate, she told Breitbart she was against Ukraine funding, he wrote. "Now she is working with McConnell to sell out conservatives and give Ukraine billions more," Trump Jr. continued. No wonder Mitch praised her as having a similar view on Ukraine as him. When Britt spoke with SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday in May 2022, she advocated for domestic priorities over Ukraine aid and commended Senator Rand Paul, RKY, for standing up against a $40 billion aid package to the country at the time. "And let me tell you, I am all about helping and supporting the Ukrainian people against Russia, but we have to be smart about this," Britt said. "We have too many yes men and women and politicians in D.C. that just do what they're told instead of asking tough questions. If you've got $40 billion, what would you do? You would finish building the wall. First and foremost, you would handle the baby formula shortage so that we're not in crisis. That moms and dads across this nation are not in crisis," Britt said. "Unfortunately, we have way too many people in D.C. that the last time they had to feed a child was, you know, a solid 62 years ago." She sang a different tune and explained her support for spending money on Ukraine's defense in a fashion that echoed McConnell's argument while speaking with Politico's Jonathan Martin in an article published last Saturday. "I've been impressed by her since the beginning, and I think she has a similar view," McConnell told Politico. In December, he claimed aiding Ukraine was the number one priority for Republicans. Thune told Martin, "Someday she'll be running the Senate." Notably, Britt was one of 19 Senate Republicans to vote against advancing the continuing resolution tied to Ukraine funding on Tuesday, The Hill noted. The vote came on the heels of Martin's profile. She expressed her dismay over Senate Democrats blocking a clean, short-term continuing resolution on Friday. Trump Jr. also called out Senator Shelley Moore Capito, RWV, over her announcement of support for additional Ukraine funding on September 16. "Capito supports sending billions more to Ukraine," he wrote. How is one of the most pro-Trump states in the country represented by one of the worst anti-Trump renos? Trump Jr. posted the numbers to Capito and Britt's offices.